الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting with our talk proper, just a few reminders for myself, for all of us. The one is that today is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to look at it not as a Friday, but as Jumu'ah. If we look at it as Friday, it's just like one other day, Monday, Wednesday. But if we look at it as Jumu'ah, then all the blessings, all the barakat, the anwarat, the nur, which is what Jumu'ah, we will become conscious of that. And we realize that this is a very great day. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسَ الْجُمُعَةِ أو كَمَا قَالَ. The best day of the week in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. In another Hadith it comes that this is سَيِّدُ الْأَيَّامِ. Jumu'ah is the king of all the days. In one Hadith it comes that Jumu'ah is a greater Eid for Muslims than the other two Eids also. We know for the other two Eids after Ramadan, the Eid of Qurban, then how much we look forward to it, preparations we make. Many of us, perhaps we don't think of Jumu'ah as such a great day. It comes in one hadith, some ulama of the opinion that the night of Jumu'ah, that was last night, is a night more greater than Laylatul Qadr also. So the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah are very, very special. We should turn our attention fully towards Allah during this time. And the day of Jumu'ah, one very special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah, and also a special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara, is Salawat ala Nabi. To read Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. Like that we should read every day. We should try and read it 100 times durood. And on Friday, we should try and increase our salawat. Salawat ala Nabi. And if we read it 100 times, if we read the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it only takes 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. Comfortably we can read it. And who can ever say, I haven't got 2 minutes in my day for durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day durood Sharif, then that person, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself, writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nar, bara'atum minan nifaq, bara'atum minan nar. That this person is free of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, to be a two-faced person. It's one of the dirtiest habits, characteristics, sins that there are. That a person, he shows some people, he shows you in your face, I'm your friend, I'm everything of yours. And behind your back, he stabs you in the back. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, who is a munafiq? When he meets with these people, he meets them with one face. And when he meets the other people, he meets them with another face, a two-faced person. Nobody likes such a person. And in the Quran Sharif it comes that the punishment of the munafiq, the hypocrite, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be right in the lowest parts of Jahannam. And that is explained how what the punishment will be, that they will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot, and they won't be able to make a movement there. Yeah, we know if a person has got like pain in his stomach, he holds his stomach, he bends down, sort of he thinks I'm getting some relief, but they won't be able to do anything. Just lying there, and the coffins are burned red hot. So terrible is the punishment to be a munafiq, a hypocrite. And unfortunately, this is very common with us. With many of us, one, we meet some people laughing, happy. Behind their back, We are swearing them. We are talking bad about them. This is very common. By the barakah of Durood Sharif of Salawat, Allah will free us of this. Allah will take out this habit. And the other, Bara'atum minan nar. We will be free from the fire of Jahannam. We know who of us can tolerate the flame of a matchstick, of a cigarette lighter. That is too much. Just a fly buzzing by our ears, by our nose, we can't tolerate it. A mosquito bite, the bite of a wasp, we can't tolerate all this. A person can't take it. Where are we going to take the fire of Jahannam, which is worse than all the fire of the world put together? But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will save us. So just 2 minutes, all of us please, now between us and Allah, pledge to Allah that every day this time before Fajr Salah, after Fajr, before I go to sleep, whatever time, 2 minutes I will read 100 times Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we will get all these great virtues. Besides that, a person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah will fulfill 100 of his needs, 30 of this dunya and 70 of the akhirah. From there we see that the real life is akhirah, where our needs will be much, much more. But even our dunya's needs, we all have got needs. Somebody needs a job, somebody needs money, somebody has got illness in himself, his family, lot of things we got. By the barakat of Durood, Allah will fulfill all those needs. And 70 in the akhirah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will raise him with the shuhada, that is with the martyrs, which is a very, very great level to be raised with the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in this world, to become a martyr, a shaheed, a person will have to be on the battlefield. There will be bombs that are going off, falling, mortars which are going off, and there will be a person is making his wife a widow, his children orphan, but like sitting now in the comfort of the masjid, and we read 100 times Durood, we will be raised with the martyrs. What a great thing. Just for the 2 minutes, and we devote ourselves to Durood, what great returns won't we get? Also it comes that Durood Sharif, one great bonanza, one great gift of Durood is, we all made our 4 sunnats now, we make our farad now with Jummah, but we don't know if it's accepted. But we hope from Allah, Allah is most kind, He will accept from us. But we haven't got the guarantee. But Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salatu ala Nabi, Mustajabun Qat, is 100% accepted. And not only that it is accepted, on whatever you read Durood, like we read Durood on our du'as, beginning, end, the whole du'a will be accepted. Durood itself is 100% accepted, and on what we read it, that also gets accepted. So what a great gift Allah has given us in Salawat. So again, make our intention, that every day after Asr, at night, whenever, 2 minutes I'm going to sit and read my 100 times, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another great amal for the day of Jum'ah and every day also is to read Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf is in the 15th supara, roughly at the half, and finishes at roughly the first quarter of the 16th. About 3/4 of a supara. A person who will read Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala will save him from all the fitnas of Dajjal. We see how many fitnas all the time where there are controversies carrying on. This new thing is coming about, that new thing, big, big fitnas. We will be protected. And easy it is, read every day in the morning the first 10 ayahs, which won't take us 1 minute also. And at night, read the last 10 ayahs. And on Jum'ah, read the whole surah. And if we can, those who can manage it, every day read the whole surah, Surah Kahf. But otherwise, just the first 10 ayat, those who don't know, who are not Hafiz Alim, ask, there are so many ulama, Hafiz present, let them show it to us in the Quran Sharif, and then we try and read the first 10 ayats every morning, and the last 10 ayats every night. And then the day of Jumu'ah, read the whole surah. All this fitness, this confusion, that we say, I don't know, I'm confused, I don't know who to follow, I don't know who to ask, all that will be removed. And the Quran will guide us on the straight path. Make our thinking correct. We will think right. And when a person thinks right, then he's on the right path. As long as we are confused, we don't know, must I follow these people or those people. As long as we are in doubt, then we can't follow any path. But Allah give us tawfiq. One other small amal I wish to just mention is a person, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Just so much. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi 100 times after Jumu'ah Salah. When we are finished with our Jumu'ah now, sit here and read it, or while we are going to work, we're going home, wherever we are going, on the way, read it. A person who reads it 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of his sins. We only read it 100 times. It takes about 1.5 minutes, but 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents' sins will be forgiven. And we must always remember our parents in our du'as, etc. There is such an easy way, we just read that, and 24,000 sins of our parents will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala, in the ayah that I read, Allah Ta'ala says, our object of life is the akhirah. And the successful person is the one who will be successful there. Unfortunately today, we don't even think of the akhirah. We think of success, having a nice life, nice income, nice house, nice vehicle, transport, clothes, holidays, lifestyle. That is not success at all for a mu'min. That is the way of the kuffar. They are like animals. They only think of this limited dunya. Their vision and their whole life is only for dunya. A mu'min, his whole life is for akhirah. In fact, it comes in the hadith, a person who makes his niyyah, his intention, my akhirat must be made right. Then Allah Ta'ala looks after all his matters of dunya. And if we just worrying about dunya all the time, then Allah doesn't care in which valley you go and get destroyed. Allah doesn't care about you. So make akhirat our destination, our object of life. And the starting point of our akhirat is the masajid. What a beautiful masjid, mashallah. Yeah, so to say, in the middle of nowhere, all the environment here and the beautiful house of Allah. And mashallah, all the musallis that are here, this is where we start our journey to akhirat. So we should try and come more to the masajid. Not only on the day of Jumu'ah, mashallah, Mubarak, very good. We must come, and more we come for Jumu'ah. Try and bring more of our friends. But Jumu'ah only is not farad. 5 times salah is farad. So we should try and come for the other salat also. All the 5 times namaz. And the real place where we get everything. A mu'min, a believer knows it is the masajid. It's not our shops. It's not our jobs. One time Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu went out of the masjid to the shop areas of Medina Sharif, and he told the people, you people and busy here doing business and that, buying, selling, the inheritance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed in the masjid. So all rush to the masjid that we'll also get our inheritance, part of the inheritance. When they came there, they saw no inheritance being distributed. When they met Hazrat Abu Huraira, they said, you said the inheritance is being distributed, but there is nothing. What was happening there? There were people who were making ta'aleem. There were people who were making zikr. He said, that is the inheritance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we get that without a shadow of doubt, Allah will see to our needs of dunya without us working for dunya. Today we have got also, like animals and the non-believers, this misconception we have to sweat for the dunya. And we have to work hard for the dunya. No, for a mu'min, work for the akhirah. And Allah will give you barakah in your... You won't even really have to work. Allah will just make it easy for you. Your ruzi, your risk will come so easily to you. But we haven't got that conviction in our heart that we have to, that if we're not going to work, what's going to happen? How am I going to earn? How am I going to live? I have to pay rent, I have to buy groceries, I have to see to this, I have to see to that. Really, just work for the akhirat. The sahaba worked for the akhirat. Allah gave them so much of dunya, so much of dunya, we can't imagine. So that is what we must do. When we come to the masajid, yeah, that inheritance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which till today is being distributed from the masajid, our akhlaq will become good, our character, we'll have feelings for our fellow brothers. Today we have all become hard-hearted. We haven't got feelings for the poor. We haven't got time for the needy. But when the akhlaq and character of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come into our lives, we will have time. Our hearts will be soft for the people. And Allah will give us so much that we can't imagine how much we will spend. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've got financial problems, crisis in my finances. I can't make ends meet, difficulties. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him, when you enter your house, and this is what we will learn when we come to the masajid, then make salam loudly, clearly and cheerfully. And read the Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Suratul Ikhlas. Read that. After a few days he came, he reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, Allah has removed all my financial problems. And in fact, Allah has put me now in a position, I'm spending on other people. Before I was in need, now Allah put me in a position, I'm spending on others. So when we return home, make salam loudly, cheerfully, and read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And if the family replies also nicely, cheerfully, salam, make salam common in our lives. When they reply also cheerfully, Allah looks with happiness at that couple. Allah puts love between them. Allah puts feeling for one another in them. All these differences which we are having, fights, and I feel my wife doesn't care for me. Wife is, my husband doesn't care for me. All that will be bring deen in our life. And the center and the markers of deen are the masajid. Come regularly to the masajid. Make the masajid abad. We frequent them for all our namaz. And besides namaz times also be in the masjid. May Allah make it easy. And we'll do this little bit. We will see that our dunya will be made, our akhirat also will be made. May Allah give us tawfiq. Don't forget that this is the day of Jummah, the greatest day. Our salawat on Nabi regularly. And then reading Surah Kahf and also Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, and make our object of life the akhirat. Come to the masajid frequently and take all the great barakat which are filled in the masajid. Take our share from here. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.